This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so, so much for being a part of it. I go by the name of King Bashir with the Winter Stock himself. It is time on a Friday, and you know what this means, right? The Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And joining us on the line today is our resident motoring journalist, Prashirwin Naidu, here to chat about all things motoring. And this week, Volkswagen sent him the all-new budget-friendly Polo Vivo Life. And we're diving straight into his thoughts to see if this compact hatch has anything special up its sleeve. Plus, as always, Prashirwin will wrap things up with a valuable motoring tip. And he will give us a hot jam of the week to kickstart the weekend. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm so, so great. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us yet again on a Friday afternoon, Prashirwin.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
All right. Now, let's get right into it. How did it feel, you know, to get behind the wheel of the Polo Vivo Life? Also, when it comes to driving, are you team automatic or team manual for this car?
You know, of course, manual does it for me. I love manual. I think it's more engaging. But, you know, coming back to the Polo, what the specs are, it's a 1.4-liter naturally aspirated motor. You have a lot more, you know, it's fun, it's playful, it's nimble, it's efficient. I believe claim consumption is 5.27 liters per 100, so it's very efficient. But definitely I'm gravitating towards more the manual, but the automatic version is very quite surprising, because usually you expect the car to be very unresponsive, and by all means that was actually not the case with this 1.4 liter automatic. It actually had enough responsiveness, and I was quite impressed by how it just composed itself, because all our VWs, they're very solidly built, and the way it moves as well, it feels, you know, it's a bigger car than it needs to be, if that makes sense. You know, it's not a little teeny car. It feels solid, and that's what I quite like about VW, and driving it efficient, and just it's your typical budget beat at its best.
All right, now let's talk style, Prashirwin. I mean, how does the Polo Vivo Life, you know, stack up in terms of the design? Did you maybe see any fresh touches or standout features on the Polo Vivo Life?
You know, it's a very confusing one. It's almost like a not really that. I don't know what was the big change, you know, per se. It's like still the same to me. But they say exterior-wise, there's a new grille designed for a fresher look. Updated headlights and taillights, which just give it some sort of class. But I don't know. I'm still kind of, it looks like a Polo to me. And then the wheels as well. There's some new added alloy wheels, a different design. I always came in this color called Ascot Gray. And it looked quite nice, very simplistic, and your typical Polo, eh? I don't know if the other owners should jump to get it, you know? It's still the same, you know? It's still the same.
All right. Now, speaking about being the same, what about the cabin, Prashirwin? Do you think the Volkswagen, you know, nailed it, or did they miss the mark on this one?
VW always does promise to deliver solid cabins, but I think, you know, in this game that we're playing now in 2025, where competition is hard, and, you know, it's they need to catch up. They really do need to give the car a bit more specialness to it, a bit more character to it, because inside, the only different touch that we can notice is they've thrown in a modern entertainment screen, and that's just really about it that I've noticed. And overall, user-friendly, the seats obviously comfortable, the view is good quality material in building inside, but it just feels a bit basic compared to the competitors in this range.
All right, now, this is where I want to know, because you know what, Polos have been overpriced, and this is just my view. I feel like we went from a Polo Vivo being 100,000, 120,000 to now we're looking at them. I'm not even going to mention the price that I think you're going to mention, but price, you know, is always a big factor for listeners. What's the pricing like, and who are its main competitors in this segment?
Okay, so this is what I would tell the listeners, maybe look for used cars going forward, but definitely, it starts from 245,000 rand, depending on the trim, which is not bad. But ours, I think, is just about 275,000 rand, 285. But I mean, still, that for a Polo, you know, like a budget pizza, that's still quite a, especially if you're a student and you need to fork out some change there for a car. Yeah, I get it, but it's nice, but just, you know, I think there's the rivals, there's still the rivals. You have the Toyota Starlet, the Suzuki Swift, and the Kia Picanto. The Picanto's also priced out of the waters. I see Suzuki, they've kind of priced the Swift under 300,000 Rand, but they're giving their, you know, consumer a little bit more plush. But one thing that doesn't sit well with me is just the cleanliness with the Swift versus, let's say, the German bull quality. You notice when you get into the VW, the clunk off the door, the, you want to feel like you're in something substantial. And so I think that's where it is at right now.
All right. Now, before we wrap up, Pershawin, I mean, we know you're always testing the hottest rides, if I may say so myself. Are there any upcoming cars you know, especially excited to sample in the next few weeks?
I am excited. The whole roster has been filled up from the new Tiguan Touareg to the new, I'm going to do a shootout with Top Gear South Africa next week on the Jaguar F-Type. That's going to be amazing. And a few others, eh? Some your favorites, some Benzos coming into the mix. And drop top CLE 300. I'm excited for that. Definitely going to live large and in charge that weekend. And Volvo, hey, they've given us another Volvo XC60 in black on black. So that's going to be cool.
Take a lot of videos, Pershawin. Oh, my God.
I will send it to you.
Oh, no, man. Well, thank you so much for that. Let's, you know, leave the listeners with something practical. What's your motoring tip of the week? And don't forget, you know, the hot jam of the weekend as well.
Thank you, King Bash. So always clean your headlights regularly, especially during rainy or dusty seasons. Dirt buildup can reduce visibility by up to 50%. So keeping them clear obviously improves safety on the road. And we're going to end off with Zi Nkhumalo Ingizakutanda.
Oh, I like that. I love that for you, Pershawin. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'd rather Chris organize that.
Oh, man. Have yourself a fabulous weekend ahead, Pershawin.
Have a blessed one, King Bash and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.